Coming up next is Spiritual Awakening.
One love, one heart, let's get together and feel all right.
Hello, dear friends. This is Jackie Van Kampen, your host for Awakening the Wisdom Within radio show. Thank you so much for being here, for being a great supporter and an amazing listener. And I want to start by saying happy 2014. Welcome to a brand new year. And if you're like me, I love this idea of a brand new year because I always think, wow, it's almost like I'm being given a clean slate to just create whatever I want. I imagine this beautiful white canvas right in front of me. And I can just paint whatever picture I desire, whatever it is that I want to create for this year. You know, a lot of people do vision boards and they do, manifestation circles and just everything to really bring about, you know, all the things that we perhaps maybe didn't get to manifest the year before, or, you know, the ideas that come through of things that we want to create and manifest, you know, in this brand new year. And there's just this beautiful energy that comes about. It's like, if you think about it, you know, like a baby being born, there's just so much beauty. There's so much, this idea of, innocence, or this idea of infinite possibilities. It's like looking at a baby and all you can see is, wow, what is this baby's life going to be like? You know, like the infinite things that this child can create in his or her life. And it's like that when the new year starts, is just looking at it and just thinking, what can I create? You know, what can my life look like this brand new year? And so, you know, for me, I did the same thing. I sat down and I wrote, you know, the things that I want to create this year and what I want to accomplish. I even had dreams, you know, that came through. And you know, one of the things that I really want to work on this year is writing. I love to write. I would say writing is probably my greatest gift. And I love connecting with people through my gift of writing. I like to, you know, write about my life. I like to write about things that are happening to me and around me and the things that I see. Because I think that storytelling is so powerful. And being able to share your story not only has the ability to heal the person who is reading your story, but also yourself as you're writing your story. So there's two key components to, you know, this idea of writing, to writing to share your story is the ability to convey relatedness to the reader, but also to heal yourself. So I'm going to back up a little bit because, you know, these are things that I want to create this year. I'm participating in a book program. So I'm going to be writing and contributing a chapter to a book this year, as well as I want to write my own book. So I am already a writer, an author, Letters to My Daughter, Mother's Journey of Healing and Transformation. That's my book. But this year I'm going to create something else and I'm very excited about that. And I'm also going to be creating a women's ministry. How this is all going to happen, you know, the topic and all that kind of stuff, I'm still very unclear. And I remember very clearly at the end of 2013, sitting down and writing what it was that I wanted to experience this year. And then I even participated in a call, it was kind of like a visioning call, but it had more of a spiritual aspect to it. And I was so excited because I saw these different things happening and coming to fruition. And then I don't know what happened. I just went into this, into a cave. I guess it's the best way to describe. I went into a cave. I couldn't, connect with my creativity. I couldn't download any information. You know, I was wondering, okay, I had this dream that I was going to be creating this ministry. And every time I would sit down to meditate on it, to get more information, nothing would come through. And then I thought, okay, what about the book? You know, maybe there's something here that I need to be writing about. would sit down and meditate, nothing would come through. It's as if everything had been shut down. You know, it's as if my whole creative channel had completely shut down. And of course I went into frustration mode because obviously, you know, I am a very creative person. I love to write and I love to use my life as a way to inspire people. And yet I just couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. So, and I also have my daughter, you know, she's 16 and she goes to school abroad and she's visiting. And one of the goals that I had was not to do any work, not to do any business while she was here. So a part of me was like, okay, you know, I can do that. And then the guilty part of me, the part of me that says, well, you shouldn't be doing this, kicked in. And I was thinking, okay, I don't know how to be creative. There's nothing coming through. I am not connecting with any clients. You know, what is happening here? And I just became very frustrated. And I was living in two parallel universes. You know, I was physically here with my family and everything. And yet I was in a different world of feeling, you know, guilty, making everything wrong about myself. You know, what's going on here? And then I just felt this need to retreat. Like I really needed to go into retreat mode. And where I am right now in the circumstances, it's not something that was feasible for me to, you know, get out of my house and go to do a retreat so I have to create the retreat in my own life. So once I was able to let go of the guilt and let go of the shoulds and rearrange my commitments, you know, I had some commitments that I had going on and I put, you know, a word out there to the people that I was committed to that I needed to go into, you know, quote unquote, a sabbatical basically. And I decided that I was going to shut down, social media and I wasn't going to be connecting on Facebook, and I'm like a Facebook avid, crazy person. I'm always on Facebook. I'm always posting. And, you know, that's just one of my ways to stay connected with, you know, my friends and all in my public and the people who I inspire and all that. And so I love Facebook. I love the idea that I can connect with so many people through the internet, you know, and I have so many good friends that I've made through social media. So even this concept of letting go of that felt very foreign to me. And again, no feeling that guilt of like, oh, all the work that I've done to create this visibility and to create connection with people, I felt like I was giving that up. And yet I knew that I had to go within. It was really time for me to retreat. And I needed some time, some space for myself. And even though my daughter's here, I still created that. And it's been so beautiful because I'm still in this process right now where, I hadn't, you know, it's been a week now since I've been on social media. And I've always known this, but I guess it wasn't until I actually took the action that I began to notice how much social media was taking not just my time away from what's really important. You know, like for me right now, the important thing is to be with my family and to be with myself. I knew the time, in terms of hours, the consuming of time, that I was spending being on social media. And when I let go of that and I was really present and I let go of having to go and post and read and all that, it's been incredible what's been showing up for me in my life. And it's not so much of like what's showing up in terms of clients or business or anything like that, but what's how I'm showing up for my life and being able to be with my children, so present with them, so connected and not be distracted. You know, for example, when my kids were doing homework, sometimes I'll be on my phone, you know, checking, oh, who posted this or reading or posting something and being so disconnected from them. So just having the ability to be in the space right now where I'm fully present to myself and present to my life has been one of the greatest gifts I've been able to give myself. And of course, you know, I was still, there was a part of me that was feeling as if everybody knows what's going on. Let me back that up. Not that everybody knows, but everybody, every time I would go in and read an email or, you know, go on social media and read a post from friends who were like, oh my gosh, 2014 has already started out so great and I'm doing this and I'm doing that and I have these plans. And I would feel so, there was a part of me that felt, wow, what's going on with me? How come I'm not there? How come I'm not feeling that? How come, you know, I don't have my life figured out? How come I don't have all these plans put in place and all these action steps already? And I had to be okay with letting go of all of that. And I had to let go of the guilt that it's, that I shouldn't be, you know, not spending time in my business, that I shouldn't be sitting outside in my backyard and enjoying, you know, I live in California and it's been the most gorgeous weather ever in the middle of winter. So, you know, feeling the guilt of, oh my gosh, I shouldn't be, you know, going to eat out with my daughter or go take a walk at the park or something like that. All these things that I love to do. And yet I wasn't taking the time to enjoy them because I was so stuck in guilt. So, you know, I really want to work with all of you who are listening to this call because, or to this show, because guilt is something that really takes away our ability to be present with ourselves and takes away our ability to, receive, you know, because every time we receive, we feel guilty. We feel like, oh my, we feel this sense of obligation and that somehow we have to give something back, you know, that it's not fair to receive and not give back. And of course, you know, there is a give and take in life, of course, but as you're receiving, you naturally give back because you feel, energized. You know, you're not feeling depleted. And I think that's what was happening with me. I was feeling very depleted and I was running on obligation and guilt and shoulds and all that. And when I was able to let all of that go and just enjoy, and here's the key thing, not just enjoy, but give myself permission to receive everything that I have wanted for my life. And one of the things, you know, if I were to look back and say, these are the things that I had at one point in time written down, you know, to be able to have a backyard where I can sit there and be in the sunshine and hear the birds chirping and enjoy, you know, the trees. And I have that. And yet, when I go outside or not when I go outside now, because I got rid of this, but when I was going outside and sitting there and enjoying the sunshine and everything that I had manifested and I had actualized, guilt would set in. And it was as if I was not allowed to have those things. It's as if, what if the rug gets pulled out from under me? You know, no one should be enjoying life like this. And what I realized is, you know, because I have a lot of this guilt thing of, oh, but my husband, you know, he's out working and I'm not connecting with any clients, so I'm not making any money and all this stuff. Like, and my husband he's this amazing man who loves to take care of us, who, you know, he treats me like a queen. And I don't even know how to receive that sometimes. I feel guilty that he's sitting in his office all day while I'm sitting here enjoying the sunshine, you know, but this is an agreement in a way that we've made. And the fact that I can now sit here and just be with myself and be with my daughter and, you know, enjoy the sunshine and the weather and take care of my house and my laundry and not have to worry about any of that, you know, it's just been so amazing. And it's been, you know, my word for this year is liberating. Well, the experience that I'm having right now is liberating. You know, this staycation that I have created for myself, this retreat, sabbatical, whatever you want to call it, that I have created for myself has been an amazing gift. And I know that as I create, you know, that I give myself this space this year or this month, that things will just be, I will have an influx of ideas and creativities come through when the time is right. And I've had this happen to me before, right around the summertime when I came back from my trip overseas to visit my daughter. I came back and I just wasn't feeling like I wanted to do any business, and everything just, I had a lot of doubts about where I was going and what I wanted to create with my life. And so I kind of did a similar thing that I'm doing now, but there was still some that, you know, need to show up, like let's say on social media, or so I would still go up and show up and record what was going on with me, and you know, just to, so I could stay connected with the people there. And I had this like amazing download of created a new program for my business. I restructured my entire business to fit where I was in my life at that point. So now I know that I don't have to be scared. I don't have to be afraid, you know, that taking this time off will stop me from, you know, connecting with my quote unquote peeps again, or connecting with my business or doing things. It's like I need this break right now, and my family needed this break, you know, with me or for me. So I could be very present with them, and I can create my family in a way that when the time comes for me to go back into the space of do, they can have, I can have their support, because they know that I've taken, you know, time to be with them and create this harmony in my life, created this harmony in my family so that I could have their support. So, you know, and it's funny too, because I've also been going through this unsubscribe rampage, where I've been unsubscribing from lots of different lists of things that really don't align with who I am anymore. And I've even been going through my inbox and, you know, deleting different things, deleting a whole bunch of old emails, and just really going through a spring cleaning, which is funny because, you know, it's the dead of winter right now. And, but of course, if you live in Southern California, you know that we're definitely having spring in the middle of winter. And it's been, aside from, you know, having a really nasty drought, we've been having amazing weather. So of course we pay one way or another, but it's just, this going in and clearing things in my life right now has been really great, because I know I'm creating the space for new things to come. So, you know, I'm just taking this time to go inward. And what I want to inspire and encourage you is that if you're feeling this way, if you're feeling like you need to go into a retreat, do it, you know. And it doesn't mean, oh my gosh, go quit your job and go live in the mountain for, you know, in the mountains for a month. But you can create this in your own environment. You know, like I didn't have to go anywhere to do this. I just stayed home. But I decided, you know, what was important to me at this time and what was preventing me from creating that retreat for myself. And I just, you know, put those things on hold, so I could be present with my family, so that I could be present with myself. And, you know, it's been amazing. So let's work a little bit on clearing some of that out. I want to work with you, because if you are experiencing any of this, guilt or should, or if there's a part of you that really wants to go into retreat, or there's a, you know, perhaps there's a part of you that wants to create and you're feeling like you're not enough, or, whatever the situation is, I just want to work with you on eliminating, and I wouldn't even say eliminating, but really easing the shoulds and the guilt and all of that, so that you can feel yourself fully, so that you can be in your own experience and in your own life in a way that empowers you, not anybody else, not, you know, what the experts say, or not, you know, anything that's outside of you, but really listening to the wisdom of your own heart. Because when you are connected in that space of your own wisdom, and you are willing to do what it takes to be in that harmony with yourself, then everything else will follow. I mean, it's impossible not to, because you are in a space of openness. So let's work a little bit on creating a space for you, okay? So we'll do a little bit of clearing, some energy clearing here to help open some of this up so that you can begin to choose what works for you. So everywhere where in your life where you are buying into the shoulds and the guilt and the have-tos and buying into the fear that society created to keep us suppressed and not keep us connected to our highest wisdom, to, you know, that keeps us misaligned from ourselves. Let's take all of that now throughout all space, time, and dimensions. Let's gather all of that up. And what I want you to do is I want you to imagine in your heart chakra that there's a bonfire. And we're going to take all that crap that you have bought into, all those beliefs that don't serve you and don't allow you to be aligned and be in harmony with your true nature and what your heart is asking you to do. We're going to throw all of that. Just imagine a big Ziploc bag or a big pillowcase or a big ball. And you're just going to stuff all of that in there. Okay. And now you're going to take that and you're going to throw it into this bonfire of your heart. Just throw it right in there. And you're just going to sit there and you're going to watch. You're going to watch this Ziploc bag or whatever image that you created. You're going to see it burning. And you're going to see the smoke just going up into the ethers. And all you're going to have left are the ashes, okay? And these ashes are just there to remind you that you have the power to connect with your heart and just do, you know, just as a reminder that at one point in time you bought into these lies, into these limitations, so that if you ever experience this again, you can go back and be reminded that it's possible to clear that, to release all of that so you can just be in your own presence with your own self. So, trying to see what else needs to be, you know, cleared from the shoulds and the guilt and all that. So, all the family programming that we bought into, you know, like our parents saying that they had to work or they had to do life this way or that way, you know, because that's what they were taught, or because they're parents and they need to make sure they're providing for us. I mean, we're not going to say we're not, it's not a matter of not being grateful for the work that they done to provide for us, but it's just releasing any attachments, any programming that we have. That we have bought into that says that that's the kind of life we have to have because that's the kind of life our parents had. So all the places, all the spaces, all the time and all the dimensions, all the entanglements, all the programming that keep us stuck into this belief system that says, we must do this and this and this and this and this, and we have no other choice. Let's take all of that. We're going to completely destroy it, okay? Good. Now I just want you to take a deep breath in. And release. And I want you to ask your heart, what is it that your heart is asking you or asking of you? that if you listen to it and you took action on that, would bring harmony and alignment into your being. So if it is taking a vacation or taking a retreat or writing, you know, taking some time to write or meditation, whatever it is, just really tune into it. Because your heart has everything you already need. And sometimes it's trying to give you this message, but our minds are just too clouded to receive the message from the heart. So this is your opportunity to connect with that space, okay? So just ask, heart, what is it that you require of me to bring me into full alignment and full harmony of my being so that I can enjoy life my way, the way that works for me? So just be with that for a moment. And okay, so whatever that is, you're just going to take some time after this, this show, and you're going to write it down. And then after that, I want you to also take some time, and this is an exercise you can do after the show. You can, once you know what that is, what's being required of you, ask what actions can you take that would bring you into that alignment. Because sometimes we know what that is, you know, we know how we want to feel. You know, so let's say your heart is really wanting you to experience, you know, freedom, or you're wanting to experience joy, or whatever that is. So, you know, what actions can you take that are going to match that, that are going to vibrationally match that feeling? That's going to create your, whatever it is that your heart is asking of you. Because we have to follow up with action. Otherwise, it's just, you know, good thoughts that go into the ethers. So just take some time, you know, after this to write that down. And then just, you know, pick three things. And out of those three things, just match, ask again, you know, what are these three things are going to be the best for me to do today, tomorrow, this week? You know, just make sure that you put a date around it so that you are taking that action step, and then go from there. And then you can do that with any area of your life. So let's say if it's money, okay, heart, you know, what is it that I need to do right now to bring my income up, or to, you know, to bring my health up, or anything like that? You can use in all areas of your life. So just do this exercise, and if you want to connect with me, I'll love to hear from you, and I'll see what's going on and see what's showing up for you this year, you know, where you're going, if you have any plans, or if you're just like me taking a staycation and enjoying this inward time. You can connect with me by going to my website, www.wiseheartwithin.com. Or you can just send me an email, Jacqueline, Jacqueline, at wiseheartwithin.com. And I'd just love to hear from you. And, you know, if you would like any support this year on how to create your life in a way that works for you and not for anybody else, I would love for you to schedule a 30-minute discovery session with me, where I will work with you for 30 minutes on, you know, discovering what's that one thing that you can do right now that would support your life, opening up in a way that works for you, aligning you to who you truly are. So with that, my dearest friend, thank you so much for being a part of our show, here on, Positive Living Radio. And until next time, much love to you. Enjoy the rest of January, and I'll talk to you again in February. Much love. Goodbye for now. One love. One.